This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing and hunting in the great outdoors. And here we are on the first day of goose season. Maybe somebody will call us from the goose blind that's listening. That'd be interesting. Or on their way to the goose blind. Of course, sunrise isn't for a little while, and geese aren't flying just yet in the dark. So if you're on your way, give us a call here at 410 WCBM 680. If you're going deer hunting today, nice day to be in the woods. I was in the woods last night for a couple hours up in Cecil County, a farm I've been hunting for 22 years up there. Very familiar with the place, and thought I picked the right spot. Saw a nice fox and saw a sharp-shinned hawk and one squirrel. So it's kind of quiet in the woods, though. It was a beautiful night. I could have taken a nap, but, you know, I know what's up there, and I know there's some deer around. So I think the buck that I had been hunting all of last year, I might have told you this, that the first day of deer season, the first day of deer firearm season, I was sitting in the stand and hadn't seen much all day. And two does came by with a little like a 5-point buck following them. And they kind of got behind the holly tree and kind of got out of sight and all that. And I'm sitting there just like, you know, it's the last 10 minutes of legal shooting light, and a doe walked out in the path in front of me about 15 yards, 20 yards, and then the little 5-point came out after her, and they just kind of messed around, and they walked across in front of me about, 30 yards or something like that, and, chip shot if I would have wanted to take that little buck or even the doe, and, I didn't need a deer that bad, So I'm sitting there watching and looking, and I look down at about 15 yards or 12 yards, maybe even closer. Out walked this buck with a giant body, but now it's 10 minutes after legal shooting time. So I'm not going to shoot this deer, but I didn't want to blow out the deer that were already there. So I didn't want to shoot those deer, but I couldn't shoot the other deer because it's too late. I mean, I don't shoot after dark. And, Jake was coming out of the stand the other, a couple hundred yards behind me. So, I didn't want to cause any disruption to these deer or anything like that by getting down. And so I watched this deer, and he walked across, and the only thing I could see was the right side of the antlers that were towards me with this big giant fork on the end. That's all I saw. It's that dark. And it's like, oh my golly, wonder what the rest of this thing looks like. Well, I think I found out last night. The landowner had found a dead deer, huge-bodied deer, which this one had last year when I saw it, that had been apparently shot and either not tracked or somebody didn't follow up, probably on public ground, was on private ground, found it not far from their residence, and it had a great big huge Y on the right side. And I think 4 points on the other side, but it wasn't anything special. It just had this big Y. It was the G2 and the end of the brow tine, and they were, the G2 was maybe 10 inches long, and the brow tine came out, and it was this big split, and a little tine, or not brow tine, G2, but the little brow, the main beam. The little brow tine was nothing to it, and the 4 points on the other side were relatively short. It had a nice spread on it. It was a mature deer, no question, and a big-bodied deer. Maybe in another day I would have taken it, but, it's just one of those foolers, I've shot them before. I've shot foolers where one side's great and the other side is, not much. So, anyway, if that was the one, then he's met his demise, and unfortunately, he's been taken from the landscape. However, if it was his daddy or his granddaddy that I saw there last year. You know, I'm still going back. I'm still hopeful. Plenty of deer in the area. Plenty of deer move around on the peninsula there. So I'm pretty happy with just sticking right there. Some days, you know, you get the bear, and other days the bear gets you. Ron Savage is our producer this morning. He'll be taking your calls. Sign you up for the muzzleloader contest, too. The number here is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. If you'd like to get in the muzzleloader contest, all you do is call that number, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. If you're on a landline and you're outside the local Baltimore area, you want to call toll-free, you can do that too, 800-922-6680. Ron will take your call. He will put you in the contest if you're not already in. If you're already in, you're in, okay? Two or three entries doesn't give you more chances. So, you know, if you're already in, you're in. And then once you get in, name and phone number to Ron, you go on the air with me. How's that? How's that sound? That would be great. And email, if you want to email, get in the contest, you can do that too. Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. A number of folks have done that. Name and phone number. Full name and phone number so we can contact you. Full name and phone number. Now, you know we had a fundraiser for the Maryland Hunting Coalition here a couple of weeks ago. We did meet our goal. It took an extra week, 10 days, to hit that goal of raising $5,000 to be matched by our director, Dale Gertz. And we hit our goal. A number of you have sent in, via PayPal through the website, money for tickets. Those tickets are going out this weekend, so you'll have the Thanksgiving drawing in time for Thanksgiving. And then anybody else that purchased the other tickets on the Browning BPS, the beautiful Ducks Unlimited gold engraved shotgun. What a beautiful gun. Those tickets will also be going out. So if you would like to get in the Thanksgiving drawing, which we will draw next Thursday, you still have time. Just go on mdhuntingcoalition.org, Maryland Hunting Coalition website. Tickets are only $10. You get a choice of a beautiful Ruger 10/22 engraved with a wild boar on the side. It's really a cool-looking gun. You can see it on the website. There's also a PSE bow that's worth about $800, and there's a Parker crossbow on there as well. So it's called the Hunter's Choice Raffle. We'll pick a ticket out on Thanksgiving Day, and we'll call that person, and they have their opportunity to get the compound bow, the crossbow, or the .22, whatever they desire, and then we'll figure out how to get that information to them and get them their prize. So if you need me to send you a link or something, but it's pretty easy if you're semi-website savvy. For those of you who didn't specify like a contribution and you want to email me and tell me, hey, I wanted to get tickets with my contribution, you're certainly welcome to do that. Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com is the best way to do it. Let's talk to Paul in Ferndale. Good morning there, Paul. How are you?
I'm good, Alan. How are you doing today?
I'm well. What's going on?
Hey, I just wanted to tell you, last Sunday on my way home from church, I was driving on WBNA and this guy was standing out on the side of the road, and I saw this white animal laying in the middle of the road.
Oh, brother.
I thought it was a goat.
Yep.
But it wasn't a goat.
Nope. Nope. I've seen white deer down there on, Baltimore Annapolis Boulevard.
No. It was WBNA.
WBNA.
It goes from Dorsey down into Severn, Dorsey Road down to Severn.
Oh, okay. All right. No, I'm not familiar with that one too much, but anyway, hit a white deer, huh?
Yeah, it's not far from where the place is where you put your magazines.
Yeah, I got it. Okay, you can say the place. So,
well, I can't think of the name of it right now. The it was the crab place.
Oh, okay, sure.
You know, yeah, I mean, I know you know what I'm talking.
Yeah,
about.
I do. Sure. Yep. Okay, but, I got it. Yep.
It had a small brown patch on the top of its head and a little bit on its neck, but the rest of it was all white.
No, it was a piebald then. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Well,
ran into the side of the guy's car.
Yeah.
Knocked the mirror off. There was, you know, that's the only thing it did. It probably knocked its head out.
Yeah, probably did. Broke its neck. Right. Who knows? So.
Yep.
All right, brother. Well, appreciate the roadkill report.
Yeah, just want to say good morning, too.
Good morning, buddy. Thanks, Paul.
All right.
Have a good one.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. Mr. Glenn in Easton, must be goose season.
That's right.
How are you?
I'm doing great. We're heading up to Kent County to hunt today, and 213's a racetrack. People are passing people like crazy. That's like the worst road to do it, along with all the deer.
Yeah, you're right about that. A lot
terrible
of
terrible etiquette. Terrible etiquette. No one's dimming their headlights. It's terrible.
All right, you hunters on 213 out there, be careful. Watch for deer. Pay attention to your fellow man who also might want to get in the goose blind, just like you do. Where do the deer stand? Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know who you are. I see you look. I see you looking at your radio right now, going, "How do you know that?" I know.
I hope they're listening.
What's up there, buddy?
I'm towing a four-wheeler, and my buddy behind me is towing a four-wheeler, and some dude in a pickup truck passed both of us.
Doing oh, wow. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Yeah, I was like, good Lord, slow down, pal.
Yeah.
I saw an article this morning about some California legislator, go figure, wants to ban muzzleloaders. I don't know if you saw that or not.
No. Why?
Oh, I don't know. I couldn't read it because that just makes my blood boil. But because it's probably a evil-looking gun with a thumb hole stock.
Probably. Yeah, probably. The gun looks dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Good grief. I'll have to look that one up. There's a lot of crazy stuff coming out. So.
All right. Hey, I got to run.
Goodbye. Good luck. Hey, Glenn, you only have two shells with you today, right? Okay. He left. Goodbye. Jim, Harford County. Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Good, good. How are you guys doing this morning?
Doing well. What's up?
Yeah, man. Just want to let you guys know, man, I love your program here. I'm retired state police. Just went out. I started hunting this year for the first time. I had a couple guys take me out a week ago for the first time.
Okay.
Wife was up for it and went out with the wife that morning. We both got into a tree stand, a two-seater, and the first time I went out, I got a non-typical 13-pointer.
Oh, my gosh.
Pretty rare.
Oh, my gosh. Jim.
Yeah, the guys are all teasing me, saying it's all downhill from here.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Hey, look, do me a favor.
Sure.
Would you write a story for me?
Oh, no problem. I absolutely done.
All right. Write a story for me. Send me photos. Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. We publish Maryland Hunting Quarterly, and that would be a fantastic story. And Robin and I also started a business called Bucks, Bears, Stags, which is a antler scoring enterprise to promote hunting and youth hunting and women hunting and things like that, and to celebrate our great wildlife management here in Maryland. And we will have an event somewhere near you after the 60-day drying period. You can get that deer scored and see where you wind up in the record book that we're going to publish.
Oh, I'd love to be part of that.
How'd you like that?
Oh, that'd be awesome. I love that, too.
All right. Well, Jim, look, Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Before the end of the show, send me a picture so I have your email contact.
Can definitely do that, my friend.
Perfect. You have a wonderful day, and congratulations to you and your wife. How about she was excited?
Oh, she was absolutely ecstatic. She couldn't believe it. She's an outdoors person now too, and all the guys from our department love your program as well. All the stateies listen to us in the morning.
Hey, all you state troopers, we appreciate you guys. You better head over to 13. There's some crazy hunters out there passing people where they shouldn't be passing them. Hey, we love our law enforcement folks. Thank
we
you, Jim. Congratulations
support.
Again, buddy.
All right, man. Take it easy.
You got it. Bye, bye. All right. Hey, our buddy Ron Savage here says a shout out to 333 down there at the dock, right? All right. Hey, we got a new sponsor, JB Farms. JB Farms Deer Processing is your Carroll County Deer Processor. Located at 3523 Harney Road in Tawnytown. You go through Tawnytown, you make a right on Harney, and he's right out there on the right-hand side. You'll see the sign. JB Farms will skin and custom cut, wrap and freeze your deer with tasty venison specialties, include deer bologna, deer sausage, deer hot dogs, and it comes all back from your deer. They personally cut your deer and make it in small batches so you get your own deer back. That's 410-756-5656. JB Farms can smoke your venison hams. They have a great smoker. Chipped venison, deer jerky, and more. And JB Farms is an FHFH participating deer processor. Call 410-756-5656. JB Farms processes all wild game, bears, hogs, big game, exotics, even waterfowl and turkeys. And best of all, JB Farms has a 24-hour drop-off for your deer. JB Farms Deer Processing. 410 Harney Road, Tawnytown. 410-756-5656. All right, let me tell you about Chesapeake Outdoors. Chesapeake Outdoors. Called them yesterday. Called a couple shops and said, hey, do you have this product? And nope, don't have it. Nope, don't have it. Nope, don't have it. Called Chesapeake Outdoors. Yep, got one. Put one back for me, will you? Sure will, Alan. No problem, buddy. Thank you. First choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers. I am one now. I'm an Eastern Shore hunter and angler. I live in Easton. How about that? Anybody want to buy a nice house in Baltimore County? Give me a call. Anyway, they carry the Matthew Solo Cambos, the Raven Crossbow, Excalibur 10-point, Carbon Express, Mission Barnett, and more when it comes to crossbows. Firearms and ammunition from Remington, Chiop, and Escort. Muzzleloaders by CVA and Thompson Center. Bandit and Under Armour camo clothing. Yeti coolers, waterfowl calls, the largest selection in the area, decoys, steel shot, gear, camo, large selection of clothing, boots, hips, and waders. They also do waterfowl picking in season, which starts today. Why not stop by? Route 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road, that's Ken Island, Dominion Road, exit 39B, 410-604-2500. 410-604-2500, Chesapeake Outdoors, exit 39B, Dominion Road. Right there in Kent Island. You'll enjoy it. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Holson Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex. New location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex.
Crab and seafood lovers, are you ready for some good times? The Spurry family has been in the seafood business on the Eastern Shore for over 35 years, specializing in local Maryland crabs and oysters, and they own the famous Chesapeake Landing Restaurant in St. Michael's. They're now bringing the best of the Eastern Shore across the bridge to Baltimore. Good Times Crab House, located at 8001 Liberty Road, just 1 minute off Beltway Exit 18, headed west, is now open to serve you the freshest Maryland crabs, local oysters, fresh-picked crab meat, Gulf shrimp, a variety of fresh fish, and Alaskan snow crab legs. Good Times Crab House and Crab Feast Catering specializes in on-site crab feast catering for your large events. Look for Good Times on Facebook for daily specials and weekend deals. Call 443-657-7187. Good Times and good crabs and seafood. It's Good Times Crab House. Call 443-657-7187.
And don't forget your seafood, folks, for the upcoming holiday. Don't forget your oysters for your oyster stuffing. And by the way, tell them you heard it right here on the Outdoors and Radio Show. You get $5 off a dozen crabs. $5 off a dozen crabs at Good Times Crab House. And great seafood for the holidays.
Put me on a mountain. We're back in the backwoods. Put me on a lake with a biggin' on the line.
Put me around. And now more from Alan Ellis and the Outdoorsman Radio Show on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You do your thing, I'll do mine.
All right, let's talk to John in North Carolina. Hey, John, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good.
Good.
Today's opening day of rifle, but I wanted to update you on how the muzzleloader worked out.
How'd the muzzleloader work out?
I tell you, I got caught in the rain 10 days ago.
Okay.
I use a double layer of plastic wrap over the muzzle.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't bother with shooting it out or disassembly. 10 days later, I hadn't seen the buck I was looking for.
Uh-oh.
I saw a nice 2.5-year-old deer, I guess, and a doe walk right in front of me.
Couldn't resist, could you?
No, the only thing I caught was a tick.
Ow!
I hate that.
I hate them, too.
The 10-day annual 10-day cycle of oxy, whatever.
Yeah, doxycycline.
That's the
Yeah, one. I know. I get a... They do a one-day dose for me, and I don't think that's quite enough, but, you know.
My doc and I are on first-name basis.
Yeah.
Phone me in a prescription again, would you?
Exactly. Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
10 days later, having been caught in the rain, I'm probably about 1,000 feet up, half mile, two-thirds of a mile in the woods, and that thing goes off without a hiccup.
Oh, that CVA.
It is just, I can't say enough good about that.
I'm glad you liked it.
I mean, it's
So what happened to the deer? Which one did you pick, the 2.5 or the doe?
Neither one.
Oh, you didn't shoot?
When I tell you I was trophy hunting, I was looking for something that would get me in your magazine.
Well, yeah, I get that.
And to me, the muzzleloader season is the one time where you're going to see deer you're never going to see again.
That's true. And youth day and muzzleloader season. You're absolutely right.
Yep. That's how I treat it. If I want meat, I can get that today.
I got it. Yeah.
But I will.
Yeah. So you shot the gun just to shoot it, basically, is what you said.
Yeah, I shot it so that I could shoot it out.
Yeah.
I'm not one of these guys who puts them away loaded.
I got it.
There's a lot of those guys
around. Mm-hmm.
But the reliability is stellar.
Yep. CVA is a great, great firearm, and you just
Black
did their...
Blackhorn 209 with a special breech plug.
Yep. The 209 breech plug. Yep.
Man, you talk about easy to clean.
Oh, my gosh. You just turn it out with your fingers and just... Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, a couple patches with solvent.
Yep.
Clean up the breech plug. I'm mm-hmm. good to go.
Yeah, that's all you need.
I'm telling you, the old ones take hours.
Yep.
This one, 15 minutes, you're
done.
It looks brand new.
Yep, swab it out, do what you got to do. And then, make sure it's nice and dry before you decide. I usually let mine sit for a day to make sure it's all dried out.
I do.
I'll run an oil patch through it and a couple dry patches, and I'll just let it set.
And I don't even put the breech plug in.
Right, exactly. Yep.
Store it. A nice tube.
Yep, store it muzzle down. So anything goes out the end rather than into the breech.
Yep.
I used to put the breech plug on the heater to make sure that was everything was dried out of that, because I'd clean that out with a pick and, scrub it off and make sure everything was, I could see through it and everything else. But, store it muzzle down so all the grease and oil goes to the end. And then swab it out again before you load it, run two or three caps through it, and good to go.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, I don't know what kind of caps you're using on that 209, but you want to get a hot cap. You want to get a CCI.
Okay.
Cause the 777, primers are.
I don't use those.
Yeah, the 777 primers will go off, but they're best used for 777.
Yeah.
Use something a little hotter, like a CCI, and I've had no problem with it.
Yeah, so. It's just a fantastic gun. Anybody who doesn't win one,
go buy one.
Exactly. That was my modus operandi when I won mine.
Exactly.
If I hadn't won it, I'd had it bad enough. I was going to just go buy one. They're not that expensive, but they are that good.
That's right. Exactly right. All right, buddy. Appreciate the commercial for CVA.
Well, it's easy to say something good when it's true.
All right, man. Thanks, man. Thanks, John. Good luck to you. Bye-bye. Whoop. John Ferndale, how are you, buddy?
Yeah, hi, Alan.
Hey, John, how are you?
I'm doing all right.
Coming in hot today.
Yeah, I'm going out in the woods here and shortly trying to get something,
Got it.
But I've got a couple questions, if you will.
Go ahead.
One is, if you have any recommendations, like in Anne Arundel County, the sandy soil they got there for a food plot, what type of crop you would put in.
Okay. Go ahead.
No, you're good.
All right. Well, what I would probably do would be a mixture of rapeseed, and I mean, if you don't want to go that way, you can. Clover's always good. You want a winter food plot, then make sure you plant your radishes.
Radishes, yeah, turnips, that type of
thing. Well, radishes are the ones that'll get. What happens to a radish once it frosts? That radish turns real sweet. Okay. So,
yeah.
So the radishes are good, but any kind of clover crop, any kind of, if you want to put sorghum in or something like that, you can certainly do that. But go with the recommendations on some of the mixed seeds that you find, you know, the commercial mix food plot mixes available. That's one way I'd go, but I'd certainly add some turnips to that. Just till up a piece of property and put nothing but turnips in it, in a corner or something somewhere, you know?
Yeah, I've always heard turnips is good.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do that. Now, I really don't know what size this plot's going to be. Now, there's a lot of deer around there. It's around the Gambrels area.
Right.
I'm thinking, you know, they're going to tear this thing up. I mean, it's got to be a minimal size for over there. Do you have any recommendations as to how big this thing should be?
Without knowing how big the property is, you know, I just go with as much available as you can.
Gotcha.
You know, as much as available as you can. And, you know, if you can see it from the road, I would plant something on the roadside of it, so somebody can't just pull up and shoot something.
Absolutely.
You know, what do they call it? It's some kind of a tall sorghum, Egyptian something, or just plant corn and leave it stand.
Yeah, that's a good point. I never thought about that.
Yeah.
Poacher situation. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, put a couple. You know, put two rows of corn in and block anybody from seeing it.
Great. Yeah, thanks a lot. And one other question.
Yep. And put a plot watcher on it. Put a plot watcher camera on it.
Ah, definitely.
Yep.
Definitely. So. Yeah. One other question. During rifle season.
Yep.
Is it legal to also carry a handgun for deer season?
You mean to shoot one with a handgun?
Yeah. Like
in a rifle county, yes. Yes.
You can have both guns.
Yeah, as long as it meets the minimum, sure. Yeah, 44 mag or something like that, absolutely.
Great. Sounds good. Okay, well, look, I appreciate you all the information that you're giving us out here.
No, we'll try. We try, buddy.
I don't want to go in that muzzle-loading contest.
Yep, we already got your name, buddy.
Great. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Enjoy it today. See ya. Bye-bye.
Man, see ya.
All right. Jim in Arbutus. How are you, buddy? Hello, Jim. Where's Jim? Drop off? Call back, Jim. Call back, buddy. All right. Hey, Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. You got any good questions on handguns? They can fix you up. If you got a handgun question, if you want to purchase one, why not go to Clyde Sports Shop? Not just for hunting either, for personal protection as well. But right now I want to tell you about the Browning. You know, deer season's coming up. And if you're looking for a shotgun, they've got everything. But I want to point to the BPS pump shotgun. If you like pump shotguns for deer hunting, I happen to enjoy them a lot. They carry the 12 and 20 gauge rifled barrel deer models in the BPS pump. Features bottom ejection, a DuraTouch armor coating, and Mossy Oak Breakup Infinity camo. If you go with the waterfowl version, you can get that in 410, 28, 20, 16, 12, and 10 gauge models in the BPS pump, and that'll take care of anything that flies. Now, also, the best value for rifles is this AB3 Hunter. AB3 Hunter comes with a factory-installed Nikon Buckmaster 4-12x40 BDC rifle scope from the factory. It's a package deal, and it's a very, very nicely priced unit. It's a wood or synthetic stock AB3 Hunter. It's got a blue barrel in action, walnut stock, a 60-degree throw bolt action, just like all the other Browning high-power rifles, detachable double-stack magazine, which is nice, 243, 308, 270, 30-06, 7mm 08, 7mm Remington mag, 300 Win mag, available in those. Make sure you see all the Browning firearms at Clyde Sports Shop. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, Browning Ammunition 2. They've been around for 60 years. 60 years. 410-242-6108. 410-242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop in Lansdowne. We'll be right back after these messages.
Well, so far for Thanksgiving Day, really nothing that's going to inhibit your Thanksgiving travel too much. Partly cloudy and 45 for Thanksgiving Day. Overnight tonight, clear skies, 33 for your Saturday morning. Clouds in the morning, off and on rain showers during the afternoon, high 55. Sunday, add some wind to that. A few clouds hanging around, 52. Then by Monday, sunshine to start your holiday week with a high 48. I'm Craig Ross from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The American Red Cross urgently needs blood and platelet donations and asks donors to schedule an appointment to give now. Every 2 seconds, someone in the United States needs blood. Your blood donation is critical and can help save lives. Please, schedule an appointment today. Download the Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS today. You can make a difference.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Pittsburgh has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Pittsburgh. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carrying nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck, step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199.
Linex. I live back in the woods, you see. And now more from Alan Ellis and the Outdoorsman Radio Show on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
A shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
All right, we're back with more of the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Let's talk to Emerson in Fullerton. Good morning, Emerson. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, good morning, Alan. How are you, my friend?
I'm well. How about you?
No complaints, but it's so early.
Yeah, I hear you.
Uh-huh. Hey, yeah. Listen, I called to get into the contest.
All right, you're in.
And, thank you. And I just wanted to say hi to you, and a great show as always. And I'm going to call you also next month. I have a story to tell you.
Why don't you tell me now?
No. I'm going to save it for next month.
Oh, okay. Why, you want to get in the muzzleloader contest next month?
Yeah, well, I wanted to get in it this month, but I will also try it for next month.
It's not going to disqualify you by telling a story. But all right, we'll leave it go. All right, buddy.
Okay.
All right, that's good.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, buddy. Bye-bye. Yep, bye-bye.
Right, bye-bye.
I have something to tell you, but I'm going to wait a month. I'm not good with that. You know, if you got something to tell me, tell me. There she is. Hey, Fran, how you doing, girl?
Well, good morning. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Oh, I'm feeling great. I just wanted to say real quick, happy Thanksgiving week to you, yours, and
thank you.
All the hunting community here in Maryland.
All right.
And if anybody's listening in Indiana, I think that's my second home, I call it. Same to them. But look, the gentleman that called with the 13 points.
Yeah. Yeah.
He has set the bar high.
Oh, that, for his first one? Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness, because I thought that looks like something in my Field and Stream magazines. I didn't think we had anything like that down here.
Oh, Fran.
Oh,
Fran. Are you online, Fran?
Yeah.
All right. No, I mean, I don't mean on the phone. I mean, do you have a computer at the house?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No, but, I never heard of anybody down here getting a 13 point.
You need to go on Bucks, Bears, and Stags website and see what some of our state record bucks are.
Oh,
they're tremendous, dear. Tremendous.
Boy, well, I'm not going to type. I know people want to get in for the contest.
You got it.
All right, take care.
All right, Fran, thank you.
Bye
bye. There she goes. You know, last week we had the youngsters call in from out in Montgomery County. 22 young people with 22 mentors, with stands that were, you know, selected by the group, and these kids were groomed, and these participants were, you know, they were ready for this. This is what they live for, is that youth hunt. You know, they're all hunters on their own accord, but. Oh, by the way, Robin says hi, Fran. Anyway, we started posting pictures as soon as we were getting them on Maryland Hunting Coalition, Bucks, Bears, and Stags Facebook. We had a whole list of parents who had permission for us to publish their kids' stuff. And so, if you want to see some of the kids, just go back to last week on the Maryland Hunting Coalition Facebook page, and you'll see a bunch of happy kids with a bunch of smiles and some really nice bucks. Some really nice bucks. So I was getting them all day long, all weekend long. And then once we started posting those kids, other people that were looking at the page were sending us pictures of their kids. So, you know, it was a great, great time last weekend for Robin and I as we were reviewing all the kids' pictures that we put on the Facebook pages for the Maryland Hunting Coalition and Bucks, Bears, Stags Facebook page as well. So I just wanted to point that out, that it's, Robin is not a hunter, but she's gotten enthused about hunting and enthused about the outdoors and enthused about seeing the kids and the ladies out there. And I don't know if we'll ever get her in the woods, but you know what? We may. We may not. We might get her out there. I don't know that she'd ever shoot anything, but we'll see. All right, let's talk to Mark in Towson. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Nice to hear from you.
Yeah. It's great to be vertical.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
I wanted to wish you a great Thanksgiving.
Oh, thank you very much.
And by the way, Ron is an awfully nice guy.
He is a nice guy. No question about it.
Yeah, couldn't be nicer.
Yep.
And about that call a minute ago, fella has a story to tell you, and he's going to tell you next month.
Yeah.
There's an expression for that.
What's it called?
It's called talking about talking about it.
Talking about talking about it.
Yeah, it's when you don't want to talk about something, but you're going to talk about talking about it. But you're going to hold off for a while.
I got you. All right. Let me tell you one of my favorite terms that I've discovered, and you can actually Google this and read about it. We have 3,700 people follow us on Maryland Hunting Coalition Facebook. Okay? You put a buck up there, you get dozens of comments, you get, you know, many, many likes. One of our posts with this giant buck that was killed in Prince George's County last week reached 18,000 people. Okay? You put a post up there that says, hey, you got a week left to get in the Thanksgiving raffle? crickets. What I call, yeah, and there's actually a term for that. It's called slacktivism. Slacktivism, like activism.
Yeah.
Only it's called slacktivism because people will participate on in an online forum or like a Facebook page or comment on something they see, but if you ask them to actually do something,
nothing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yep. Now, we've got a newsletter coming out next week with a major, major announcement for some upcoming legislation. Major. Okay? mdhuntingcoalition.org. It's simple to sign up. We don't use anything with your, we don't do anything with your email except send you a newsletter. Okay? You know, we don't sell it or anything like that.
Yeah.
But if you want the newsletter, you got to sign up because we don't post our newsletters online or we don't put them out on Facebook or anything like that or provide links to
them when they come out.
Yeah, you get them when they come out. I mean, you're a member, you know.
Yeah.
So we're going to be unveiling something that we've been working on and working on for a while that's becoming a reality. We're just putting a few more pieces to the puzzle and we'll send that out next week. So, but it's funny. Yeah, you know, you put a deer on there and you heat 18,000 people and you put a, hey, send us $10 for a ticket, one like.
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy. It really is. So
human nature.
Yeah, I mean, it's the, you know, it's the slacktivism is what it's called.
Yeah. Well, if you read another term. When someone has a real slow wind up to get into a story.
Yes.
And it starts off with a moment to their birth and they tell you about their first pair of pants and everything else. Enough is enough. You just want to either tell me or don't tell me. And you try to hurry them along, and then they say, I'm fixing to tell you.
Yeah, I'm fixing to tell you. Yeah. Do you remember Bill Cosby's album, Why Is There Air?
Oh, my God, that's forever ago.
Yeah. Do you remember his one line when he was leading into telling a story?
No.
I was born at a very early age.
Yep.
So.
I know a guy who does it just like that.
So talking about it.
Yeah,
all right. Hey, Mark, I got something to tell you, but I'll tell you next month.
Right. Have a wonderful time.
See you, buddy. You too. Robin. Thank you. A lot to be thankful for this year.
Oh, you got that right.
All right.
Always.
Take care, man.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. And in case you thought you might have heard that caller before, that was John from North Carolina, who is Mark's twin. Yeah, they sound alike. They look alike. Yeah, John in North Carolina is one a muzzleloader, and Mark is an accountant in Towson, does a really nice job. And, you know, great guys. Great guy. Yeah, kind of like General Hospital, if you're following that. Yeah, exactly. Who's the real Jason? Good morning. How are you? Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
This is Cynthia.
Hi, Cynthia. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Oh, hey. How you doing? I just want to get on the contest.
All right. You're in it.
I'm in it?
Yep.
Usually the guy gets on there and gets my my name and my last name and my phone number. I wasn't expecting you.
Oh, okay.
So.
Well, hang on there a minute. We'll get your name and number, okay? Ron will pick that right up.
Is Robin around?
No, she's not here today. She's got some things to do elsewhere today, and she's going to take a day and go with her friends.
Yeah, I want to wish y'all happy Thanksgiving.
Well, thank you.
And a safe one, please.
Thank you, dear. You hang on there. Ron's going to pick up the line. He's got it.
One of these days, I'm going to go hunting.
Yeah, okay.
I haven't been hunting yet.
All right. Well, that sounds good, girl. See ya.
All right.
Thanks.
Say my love. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. All right, very good. I think we got that handle. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We are just rocking and rolling here today. We certainly are. So,
here's some coffee.
Yeah, I know. Hang on a minute. Hang on a minute, dear.
It's right going up to my mouth.
Yeah, hang on. He's getting you eventually.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. If we lose you, call back.
Yeah, he's on the air now.
I don't know what to say. I'm hooked up with this lady on the phone, and we're just... and somebody's calling me or something. I don't know. It's all confusing. All right. What was her name? Cynthia? Yeah. Cynthia, call back, please, and Ron will pick you up. Sorry he didn't get that call. We got a little trouble with phones here this morning. All right. I'll tell you what. We're going to take a break. Final break of the day. And we will be right back after these messages.
The American Red Cross urgently needs blood and platelet donations and asks donors to schedule an appointment to give now. Every 2 seconds, someone in the United States needs blood. Your blood donation is critical and can help save lives. Please schedule an appointment today. Download the blood donor app. Visit redcrossblood.org.
Today. Finksburg has taken care of my truck for 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything. Their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
Solo Cup is the best receptacle for barbecues, tailgates, fairs, and festivals.
And now more from Alan Ellis and the Outdoorsman Radio Show on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, let's talk to Donna in Parkville. We'll try and get all this figured out. No, I guess we won't talk to Donna in Parkville. I don't know where Donna in Parkville is. I pressed the button and Donna wasn't there. So let's try it again. Nope, still no Donna. All right, hang on, Donna. We got you, maybe. Here's Donna. Hi, Donna. How are you? Donna, did you stay on the line, Donna? Hello, Donna.
I did.
I can hardly hear you.
Oh, my. Can you
That's better, much better. Yeah, what are you doing?
I'm heading to work.
Ah, how can we help you today? Donna, how can we help you today?
I said I was calling to wish you a happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, well, thank you.
And to tell you I love your show.
Thank you.
Thought, well, maybe I get in the contest like everybody else.
I think you're in. Did he take your name and number?
He didn't. Not yet.
Okay. Well, stay on the line, Donna, and we'll try to get that taken care of for you, okay?
All right. I appreciate that.
Yep. Just stay on the line. We'll figure it out. And if we lose you, please try to call back, okay?
All right, I sure will.
All right. It looks like...
Have a good Thanksgiving.
You do the same. Thank you, dear. I appreciate that.
No problem.
All right. Thanks, Donna. I'm just kind of waiting for Ron to pick up the phone, okay?
Okay.
Still there, Donna? Okay, Donna, can you hear me? Donna, can you hear me?
Yes.
Would you call back, please, and tell Ron you'd like to get in the muzzleloader contest?
Okay, I can do that.
Okay, I apologize.
That's okay.
All right, call right back. Thank you.
All right.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Cynthia, are you there? Okay, folks. I'm really not sure what's going on here. How about Donna? Sorry for the dead air, folks. I am clueless as to who's on the phone, who's not on the phone. Okay. Well, apparently we have no callers other than Donna calling back, and as you can tell, it's a little frustrating here at the end of the show. So, I'm at a loss for words right now. I thought I had three callers on the line, but I don't have anybody. So, let me just remind you that Thanksgiving's coming up, and next week is the first day of deer season, first day of deer firearm season, which is traditionally a day off for me. But we pre-recorded the show this week. We have Brian Isler, the Deer Project leader from Maryland, coming up, and a couple other folks. And so we'll do our traditional blessing of the deer hunters, the first opening minutes of the show. And we hope that, you know, that you'll still join us next week. Now, I don't have any idea what to tell you about the contest. Okay. We've got a lot of callers here now, here at the end of this hour. And, Ron seems to be going crazy in there. So I'm not talking to anybody. I don't know who's on the line. I don't know what's up. What's going on? And I hold what? I got no music. I got no nothing going out. So, folks, I don't know if I'm on the air or not. I have no idea what's going on. So, and I don't know what that is. So, I'm just going to say I'm out of here. Get out, stay out, stay safe today.
Festivals, and you, sir, do not have a pair of testicles if you prefer drinking from glass. Hey, Red Solo Cup is cheap and disposable. In 14 years, they are decomposable, and unlike my home, they are not foreclosable. Freddie Mac kissed my ass. Woo! Red Solo.